So continuing on with the story about Akavya ben Mahalalel. He said to his son, Bini Chazar Becha, Barbod Varm Shaisi Omer. Those four things that I said, that I stuck to my Shita, to my Masari that I heard over, that ended up putting me in Cherim. So you should be Chazar in them. You, my son, don't stick to them. Amar Loi V'lam Aloi Chazar Tabach. Why weren't you Chazar? Amar Loi Ani Shamati Mipi Amarub. I heard it from many Chacham. V'heim Shamu Mipi Amarub. And they heard it from many Chacham. Ani amati b'shmuasi, so therefore I stuck to my shmua that I heard. V'heim amdu b'shmuasan, and they heard, they stuck to their shmua. Avalata shemato mi pi ayachid, but you heard it only from one, meaning you only heard it from me, says the son. Umi pi amaruv, man, you heard from the other side, which is many chachamim. Mutav laniach divrei ayachid, v'lecha is b'divrei amarubim, you should leave the words of the yachid and follow the words of the rabbim. Amalei abo, b'koy delay l'chaverecha. So he tells his father, he says, maybe speak to your friends on my behalf that they shouldn't shun me, that they shouldn't keep me outside, just like you were in Cherem. Maybe they'll do the same to me. Amar loy einim mefaket. Amar loy shema avla matzasavi. So he told him, I'm not going to do it. So his son says to him, maybe I did something wrong. What did I do wrong that you don't want to? Amar loy laughs. He told him, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Ma'asecha yikrevucha, u'ma'asecha yirachkucha. Your actions will either bring you closer, meaning they're going to know, the Chachamim, even though they put me in Cherem, they know whether you're good or you're bad. If your Maisim are good, then they're going to be Makar of you. If your Maisim are no good, then they're going to be Merachik you. And if they're going to be Merachik you because your Maisim are no good, then I don't want to help you, because you don't belong as being part of them. So therefore, he refused to speak to his Chaverim on his behalf. Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Hayit Chamisha Dvarim. He said over five things. First, Shememanin es haktanis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, there are times when we encourage underage girls to do mion. So that's the first thing that he said. Shememanin es haktanis. We encourage them to do mion. When would we encourage them to do mion? Again, mion is what? Mion is if a ktana gets married off by her siblings, even though a father could marry off his daughter, that's a ktana midiraisa, but brothers, meaning if she's a Yisayma, the brothers are not allowed to marry her off midiraisa. So the Kedushin, when they marry her off, is only Kedushin Rabbanan, and she has a right to opt out. So let's say we have a situation where this girl is causing us a problem by being married to her husband. This Ketana is a problem. Meaning what? Let's say her sister now fell to Yibum to her husband that's not really a husband. So we tell her, do Miyun like this. Her husband could now do Miyun to the sister. In such a situation, we'll convince the Ketana to do Mion in order to create the availability of her sister for Yibum. Number two, V'shemasin es ha'isha al p'yed echad, you're allowed to marry a woman, even if only one eighth testifies that the husband is dead. We're ready, we'll marry her off. V'sheniskal tarnagol v'yushalayim al sharigas ha'nefesh. Number three, that we will kill a tarnagol for killing someone, even though the Torah says an axe, that if an axe kills, we kill the axe. Huadin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said that if even a chicken killed someone, we'll put the chicken to death. Balayayin ben arboim yoim shenisnasach al gabi amizbeach. Even wine that's only 40 days old is already able to be used for nisach hayayin on the mizbeach. And the last thing, val tamid shal shachar shekarev ba'arba shoyis, the tamid shal shachar, even though normally it was brought right away, but you're allowed to bring it until the end of the fourth hour. You're allowed to bring the carbon atomid. Have a good day.